Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today?
Okay, customer support for which one? Which company?
We're a third-party call center where we just handle the charges on the account.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to, you know, get a couple of charges squared away, figure out what they are. But I've called a couple people, and they're supposed to call me back. Which one are you representing?
The drone.
The drone, okay.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Yeah, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
6051 Chamberlain Drive, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70122.
I'm just waiting for it to load, sir. Thank you for the information.
All right. Hello?
I'm just waiting for it to load, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry, my ears are not good, so don't speak too fast.
Oh, you okay? I do show on here that you ordered a drone on December the 8th, which is $8.25.
Right.
And then you had warranty.
There's another $67 and some odd cents that I did not authorize.
Mm-hmm. That was on December the 12th.
Yes.
And then the other charge was on December the 13th, which is $39.99.
Uh-huh.
On those charges, yes. Because you didn't call in and cancel within the 7 days. So basically, you had to call in after you ordered that. You had to call in and cancel, so you won't get charged a full amount every month.
No, nowhere did it tell. Did it say I had to call in within 7 days? And
I can cancel it for you.
Yes, I want everything canceled. I want my credit card refunded, the $67 and some odd cents. And the $39.99.
As a courtesy, I can only do 35% of your money back because it did state in the term and condition you had to call in and cancel within the 7-day trial.
No, this is fraud.
I can do 50%. That's the highest I can go, sir. It's $33.66.
Oh, so it's a bidding deal. It's fraud. I will report you for fraud.
Okay, sir, but I can, the highest I can go is 50% of your money
back.
Well,
you need to go 100%.
That's the highest I can go, sir, because it did state in the term and condition that you had to call in and cancel.
It showed nowhere where I placed the order. It said nothing about having to cancel within 7 days. Your website is fraudulent. I would like my full amount of money refunded now.
I can't refund it, sir, but 50%.
Give me your supervisor. Give me your supervisor. 50% sucks. I will not accept that.
Okay, my supervisor is going to say the same thing, but I can't transfer you to her.
Transfer me?
Mm-hmm.
What is your name again?
Brittany?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to put that down.
Because I do have in the notes, they explained the charges and everything.
Wait, speak clearly again? Was that?
No, I was just looking at the notes they had in here.
Okay, and what the note says?
They said they explained the charges and they told you the refund charges are valid, and you understood.
No. No one spoke to me about that. And neither did I read that anywhere. I don't care who's lying, but it is not fact. If I'm not credited 100%, I will file fraud charges.
I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor.
Yeah, okay, do that. Sounds like a good idea. It is all the same site.
Okay, I have all your information over. I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Yeah, okay.
And you just remain on the line.
I'm remaining.